You ought to know that I love the exchanges I get involved in over in a couple of the LinkedIn hockey groups. They're always stimulating, and they're often connected to something I'm working on. Such was the case in a recent discussion when a pretty knowledgeable former pro player from Quebec province offered some thoughts that caused me to recall something that happened long ago in relationship to mental training. What happened a few years back was that I had openings for a couple of goalies on my junior high school team of 11 and 12 year olds, and I found something interesting about the two kids who ultimately filled those spots. They were both great little guys, cute, usually smiling, and they weren't too bad as young goalies when they first arrived. Yeah, when they first arrived. I mean, ironically, both kids were very similar in mental skills, mainly because they were both afraid to try anything new or to stretch themselves even just a little. Now, you see, some might have seen this as a physical problem, but I can tell my listeners here that this was a huge mental flaw. Anyway, I ultimately tried a few things. First, I pointed to our two older high school prep goalies who were as daring as could be and who kept on improving in leaps and bounds in their on-ice games. Secondly, I pointed to the many NHL and other elite-level guys who had come through my programs as youngsters, and I told the two kids that the one thing those players had in common was an ability to laugh at themselves during training. In other words, they'd dare to fall flat on their face, they'd actually laugh while falling, they'd grit their teeth while still laughing, and they'd ultimately succeed to pass all the other guys in the group. As for those two little guys, they sadly didn't change, nor did they last long in the game after leaving my program. And that, folks, is why I'm suggesting we pay better attention to kids at the younger ages. Oh, and one other thing. That's also why I'm trying to spread the word and reach parents of young ones early. Because in the case of those two young goalies, their parents were actually enablers, and they kind of protected their kids from trying anything that wasn't old school. Honestly, after seeing literally thousands of kids go through our game, I can sincerely say that an ability to be daring, or a willingness to take on new physical challenges, is one of the most important traits a hockey player can